What does it mean to be free? What has the war economy done to the lives of Americans? Join others for all the solutions at thespiritualun.org, because another world is possible. No human being is an enemy of another human being. War is a manufactured and artificial state. There is another way to live in this world through a new system that is uplifting to all. Let's go to a higher love. What did Jesus really teach? Did he teach onward Christian soldiers and bomb one another? No. John F. Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy, Mahatma Gandhi, Martin Luther King Jr., Abraham Lincoln, our founding fathers, and you, your neighbors, all reaching for the best part of the human spirit. TheSpiritualUN.org. Come together with us, carrying forward this nation's founders' universal ideals through the rejection of revenge, aggression, racism, war, and the debt slavery system. Real men don't kill. War and the debt slavery system is a crime against us all, against God, against all life, and is not fit for a progressive world. Join together here at thespiritualun.org, and we will build that new world for the 99% of us, without any leaders, corrupt as they are, because in the new system that is uplifting to all, they aren't necessary anymore. thespiritualun.org.
It's just a ride. And we can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice. No effort, no work, no job, no savings of money. A choice right now between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your door, buy guns, close yourself off. The eyes of love instead see all of us as one. Here's what we can do to change the world right now to a better ride. Take all that money we spend on weapons and defense each year and instead spend it feeding, clothing, and educating the poor of the world, which it would many times over, not one human being excluded, and we can explore space together, both inner and outer, forever in peace.
And now, coming to you live from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, in Duluth, Minnesota, Dreaming the New American Dream, with your hosts, Chuck Gregory and Mike Pelichek.
It's the 15th of December, and we live in a country that thinks it's in charge of the world. In charge of the world. What a concept. We're not even in charge of our own lives, and we think we're in charge of the world? What right do we have to tell people what to do? Dominate the world, or even just say that our ideas are better than anyone else's, well, let alone everyone else's. Here's some breaking news. I got this from Citizens for Legitimate Government, so I'd like to thank Lori Price and her staff for passing it on. It seems that, well, exactly 220 years to the day from the historic signing of the Bill of Rights, the U.S. Senate voted 86-13 to pass the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2012. This allows the indefinite detention and torture of Americans. Now, the founding fathers and especially Tom Jefferson are probably turning over in their graves again. That's assuming they haven't completely given up on us as a failed attempt at creating a new kind of country. It's a wonder God hasn't given up on us as a failed attempt at creating intelligent, moral animals. Well, perhaps she has, and we don't realize it yet. But, you know, we may not have freedom, and we may not be in charge of our lives, but most of us do have food and drink, a roof over our heads, stuff like that. Let's be thankful about that. Work to see what we can do to help those around us. In the 10 days till Christmas, I challenge each and every one of you to find 10 things you're thankful for, 10 ways you can help your neighbors, friends, or relatives, and 10 ideas to improve the world around you. I dream of a better America, and the way to make a dream come true is to work toward that dream, visualizing it every moment as you go. And now, my friend and co-host, Mike Pelichek, an American writer.
Chuck, tonight we welcome Anthony Rayson. Anthony is an old friend. He's been on the show at least a couple times. Anthony is a He lives in Chicago. I'll leave it at that. We'll wait till he gets on. Michael Rechtenwald is going to be a new guest. Michael Rechtenwald is the founder of Citizens for Legitimate Government, and Michael is a university professor. He'll be speaking to us from New York City. It's again time for the New American Dream Radio Show, the American Russian novel All We Need Is More Vodka Radio Hour, because we have the winds of our own totalitarian society freezing the land solid, a tortured tundra. Some of those who have spoken the truth are no longer here, you might notice. Their chairs at the Thanksgiving adult big table were empty, their relatives having sent them to Siberia with a roll of their eyes. So let us begin. Here we go. Scooch up to the samovar. Maybe leave your hat and boots on. Fill your peasant hands with a warm drink and listen for the sound of hoofbeats on the ice. The new American dream means never having to say some question or idea is not valid. We are allowed to ask any questions that we have. There are no wrong questions. There is no hidden black military budget. There are no UFO files Americans cannot see. No JFK documents that will not be opened during our lifetimes. No destroyed RFK murder photos by the LA police. No evidence from Ground Zero taken away before we could even look at it. We are not the USSR of the 1960s. This is supposed to be America. That's our dream. To become America, the new America, the real hope of the world. We have a dream of bringing the United States politicians, journalists, and generals who have brought about this long 10-year war and debacle to trial and put them on TV, just like OJ, every afternoon so every American can watch, just like the McCarthy hearings and just like the JFK funeral procession. What we need is a new American dream, not of new homes and toasters, microwaves, but of becoming the type of country we always thought we were. Right now we live on lies. We subsist on lies, but it's not really living. 9/11 was an inside job. Bush, Cheney, Rice, Powell, Rumsfeld, Ashcroft, Obama, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden. They all know that, and yet they refuse to acknowledge what they know. They kill and continue to kill. They allow others to die and continue to send others to their deaths for a lie. What we need in America is a truth commission like they had in South Africa to heal their broken country. Our country is surely broken as well. We need that truth commission. We need to put certain people on the stand, and we need to be allowed to ask questions. The journalists who we trust to ask questions for us do not do that. The troops are not protecting us. That is someone's spin on the day's news, somebody's advertising slogan, someone else's sermon. The troops serve the empire. They are not heroes. They kill and plunder for the empire. American bases overseas serve nobody but the empire. The heroes in our country are the protesters, the ones who go face to face with the empire, those in the Occupy movement, for example. And you have to know that Barack Obama knows the whole truth about the 9/11 attacks. He is complicit. He has lied. He has continued the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and elsewhere based on a lie. And he knows he's lying. He lied right to our faces on national television when he said that Osama bin Laden had been killed and buried at sea. Osama bin Laden was buried at sea, and Jessica Lynch was rescued heroically. The USA also does not torture. Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, and George Bush won the 2000 and 2004 elections. And see, look, there is a plane there in that hole in Shanksville. It went all the way into that hole, and no, there's no blood and no bodies and no luggage scattered. And we did not get down on our hands and knees and try and dig those people out of there as we would have done if we thought there were actually a plane and people in there. And Osama bin Laden was buried at sea. Remember the anthrax letters which said, "Are you afraid?" Those were not written with a rock and chisel like some Fred Flintstone wannabe from the recesses of some cave in Afghanistan. Those letters came from persons within our own government. Like a horror movie, and the killer is in the same house with us. These killers are right here with us, and they want us to be afraid. We cannot be afraid.
WorldNewsTrust.com is a news site that is trying to define the new mainstream. Their founder, Francis Goodwin, is a veteran journalist who set out on his own a few years ago and has slowly carved out a niche. What does the site do? It tells the truth and provides a place for intelligent columnists to talk about what's really happening in America.
It's a good site with people who care about what's going on in America and the world. It's a great site with many loyal writers, including Ramsey Baroud, Harvey Wasserman, Mickey Z. There are too many to list them all. Some content is published on World News Trust First. Some is published elsewhere and copied to World News Trust. We also welcome back World News Trust, who continue to support our show and host our website. Visit World News Trust for a dose of news with enlightened and informed opinion. It's not like Fox or CNN or the New York Times. It's World News Trust, defining the new mainstream in online journalism. Visit them today and tell them the New American Dream Radio Show sent you. WorldNewsTrust.com.
We wish to give a shout-out now to those listening in on the Armed Forces Network, ships at sea, military bases in 9,000 countries, hamlets, and fjords around the world, the U.S. Special Forces snipers in the Khyber Pass in Afghanistan, the Oakland Police Department, those mechanics working to transfer technology from the alien spaceships in Hangar 19 at Area 51, the correctional officers in Terre Haute Federal Penitentiary, the Immigrant Detention Center in Phoenix, the COINTELPRO spies in the Minneapolis Occupy Movement, the BOP snitches in the Chicago Metropolitan Correctional Center, and the Homeland Security undercover lunch ladies in the kitchen of Regis Jesuit High School in Denver. Thank you for the work you do in keeping us all safe and able to worship at any church that we want to and sitting wherever we want to. Thank you for all you do and for tuning in and for killing who needs to be killed and locking up however many people need to be locked up so that the rest of us can be free, preserving the American way of life, free as Americans. And not everyone has the freedom to do that, to go to church and then go home and pig out and watch the football game and take a nap, and then to get up and eat a little bit more. Thank you for your service. You are our heroes and protectors. Amen.
Tonight we welcome back an old friend, Anthony Rayson. Anthony's a toll booth worker on the Chicago freeways and also an anarchist and a zine publisher. He's been working for years and years very closely with prison writers and publishing their works, helping to get their stories and writings out there where we can read them. Welcome back, Anthony.
Hi.
How is the weather up there in Chicago these days?
Well, it's hanging in there. It's up to 30s, low 40s.
Yeah? No
I'm
snow?
I'm still wearing shorts.
So, what's the latest in the zine? You know, what are you up to these days?
Well, I had the week off work, so I've been really working on putting a few zines together for the end of the year. I'm working on the 2012 catalog. Just finished a zine today. It's called Aviation Justice Tour Touches Down in Chicago. There was a couple of aviation activists from the UK that came and toured the U.S. that I coordinated their stops in Chicago, and we had events organized for that. Both of them were disallowed by the government. They wouldn't let them come in the country. They were afraid of what they were going to do, I guess. So we had to Skype them into our events, but it's very interesting. They spearheaded the successful coalition of environmentalists in the UK that actually was able to stop the expansion of Heathrow Airport. That's the biggest airport in Europe. So that was a big victory, and apparently they're afraid of what might happen if we energize aviation activists in this country. So I was heavily involved in that. But I've also been working on prisoner zines. I just finished a couple very interesting zines. One is called Write or Die. It's a collection of writings and artwork by the Papyrus Collective, who are death row inmates at San Quentin. So we're going to do a series of zines. They're also on social media, So we're going to cross-fertilize each other's projects. Another interesting zine I just finished is called Aztalan Realism, the Revolutionary Art of José Hidalgo Valerio. Now he's a Mexican prisoner in Crescent City, in the shoe of Crescent City, and that is where the two powerful waves of prisoner strike emanated from that spread throughout the California prisons. So he talks about the history of Mexican activism in the U.S. and also his direct involvement in that prison strike. And it's just every other page is his incredible artwork. So that's a very interesting zine. Another cool zine I did is called Vern. It's a zine written by an artist who's in the Soledad prison in California. And his character Vern is a sort of a everyman, a young black everyman who has to deal with this whole prison industrial complex. It's very well done. So there's a lot of interesting themes. Another one by a woman. It's called Women in Prison. It's an essay and it's also a one-act play. So we're working with that. There's been a real excellent development as far as my distro is concerned. A prisoner, a brilliant writer who got out of prison in the spring, he came out running. He's managed to get two books published. He started his own website. He's making e-zines, and he's making them available cheaply, and he's going to work with me on my distro and start editing material for my distro to put together e-zines through his website. So the first one he's going to work on is about women prisoners. So that's an exciting project, and I'm getting women prisoner and women writers to work with us on that. And so that'll be really good down the road for people that are more tuned into the websites and the computer. You know, basically, I stick with paper because I work so directly with prisoners, and they're not allowed to have internet access. But that's the website is already up and running, and if anybody wants to check it, they could go to Pan Publishing. Group.com. It's panpublishinggroup.com. The fellow's name is T. Mark Hoy, and he's a brilliant anarchist writer in his own right. So that's a super, super website, and I'm so glad to work with this guy. He's indefatigable. He works, he's a man after my own heart. He works like crazy, so it's great. So that's kind of what I've been doing. We had a big event the last couple of months with this whole aviation tour that came through. We organized a big event down here in the exurbs of Chicagoland where they're trying to shove this huge airport down our throats. So, and I made a crop circle with a couple of farmers, and that was interesting. And we did an extra kick to it. We took the cub goat curse off the cubbies and put it on this Piatón Airport. So we had a ceremony and we had a goat and we had a scarecrow on a tractor and a Zambrano jersey. And we had a big elaborate ceremony that it's on YouTube. So amazingly shortly after that, the cubbies got the big wonder kid from Boston to be the general manager. They got a legitimate manager and they may even not lose so much this time around. Who knows? We'll see.
Anthony, would you be able to share something with us? Read something, some excerpt from one of your zines?
Yeah, sure. All right, I'll read you from. I don't even know. I don't know what you might want to listen to. You only got a few minutes, I suppose.
Just give us. You have a little over 5 minutes.
Tell you what, I'll read you my poem I wrote for the goat curse. How's that?
That sounds good.
Okay. It's called The Curse Grows Way South. It was back in 1908 when the Cubbies were last time great, 5 years after the Wright brothers, and 2 after they lost to the Southside Others. It was 3 years before Tony Rudess was born. This was during the Mexican Revolution. But the Cubbies remained lost and forlorn, so we're looking for divine goat absolution. Hey there, Mr. Billy Goat Gruff, why do you treat the poor Cubbies so rough? Now you've come down here to look and to see that this Piatone Airport's insanity. They had their flashes of diamond brilliance with Tinkers, Evers, and Chance. We even remember Mark Race's dalliance, but they could never finish the last dance. Then in 69, it looked like their year, but the Cubby curse was too much to bear. Yvonne De Jesus lost sleep caused by the crickets. Now we're stuck with dog and pony rickets. This was the same year the airport was hatched in the mob-mentored mind of one Aldo De Angelis. To keep his kids around, our land would be snatched. Now it's a crisis, so call the ambulance. On a cool day in February 1998, Jackson powwowed with Ryan, Hyde, Edgar, and Weller. They convinced him this thing would be great. All that PR money, and it keeps getting smellier. Tax money poured on insider pockets, yet nary a court case is on the dockets. Meanwhile, the Cubbies made it to the Bartman Ball. That game wasn't over, but next game they'd fall. And though it was blown up and made into spaghetti, the streets of the north side have not seen confetti. It was truly shameful to treat a man so bad. Booted balls and wild throws made that thing sad. It's a new day. Ozzie's gone down to the Marlins, but the Cubbies are stuck with Barney, Quatty, and Starlin. Even if Gian can try and calm down Zambrano, it's just a jellyfish sting to get you to Guantanamo. 2012 will be an amazing year, but with a Mayan calendar crescendo. But White Sox fans have nothing to fear because we have the slugging Diane Viciado. So please, Mr. Gary, we have had enough. Lay off the Cubs and go after the corrupt. Get rid of the crooks in Illinois cities. Our money should go to needful communities. Hey there, Mr. Billy Goat Gruff. Why do you treat the Cubbies so rough? Now you've come down here to look into the sea, so once and for all, just please set us free. Well, there you have it.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very much for that. That's, it's nice to get a little sample, and please tell the listeners again where they can get in contact with you and get copies of various materials.
Okay, well, the easiest thing to do is to send me a letter or postcard to my post office box. That's South Chicago, ABC, Zine Distro, or my name even, Anthony Racin, however you want to address it. And the address is P.O. Box 721 Homewood, Illinois, 60430. P.O. Box 721 Homewood, Illinois, 60430. And as for the website I was speaking of, that again is www.panpublishinggroup.com. And that's going to be an amazing website in the coming years. It's already got a lot of his terrific work on it, and the response has been incredible.
I tried to type that in, and it didn't come up. Can you spell it again?
What, the website?
Yeah.
It's P-A-N, like frying pan.
Oh, okay.
PanPublishingGroup.com.
I heard that wrong. Pan Publishing Group, okay.
And there's all kinds of projects
good.
To go along with all this, support-type projects and,
mm-hmm.
you know, writing projects. And it's just a fascinating, like the Samizdat Press of America.
Hmm.
And it's amazing to see the quality of the writing and the artwork these prisoners are able to create basically with no resources.
Yeah. Well, they have plenty of time.
They do, and a lot of times we use that productively. We have them do research or whatever we need to do, you know. And a lot of time they provide stuff that I can't find anywhere else. So it's a two-way street. Uh-huh. We both benefit from this.
Well, that's good. Well, Anthony, thank you for joining us again, and we'll talk to you again a few months down the road. We really appreciate your being loyal and coming back to talk to us on the New American Dream Radio Show.
Well, I appreciate being a part of it, too. It's a good project, and I'm glad to support it. And, you know, we can all help each other with each other's projects. It's a great, you know, solidarity. It's a great thing.
All right.
Okay, have a pleasant evening.
Thanks again, Anthony. Have a good night.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
To be free. What has the war economy done to the lives of Americans? Join others for all the solutions at thespiritualun.org, because another world is possible. No human being is an enemy of another human being. War is a manufactured and artificial state. There is another way to live in this world through a new system that is uplifting to all. Let's go to a higher love. What did Jesus really teach? Did he teach onward Christian soldiers and bomb one another? No. John F. Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy, Mahatma Gandhi, Martin Luther King Jr., Abraham Lincoln, our founding fathers, and you, your neighbors, all reaching for the best part of the human spirit. TheSpiritualUN.org. Come together with us, carrying forward this nation's founders' universal ideals through the rejection of revenge, aggression, racism, war, and the debt slavery system. Real men don't kill. War and the debt slavery system is a crime against us all, against God, against all life, and is not fit for a progressive world. Join together here at thespiritualun.org, and we will build that new world for the 99% of us, without any leaders, corrupt as they are, because in the new system that is uplifting to all, they aren't necessary anymore. thespiritualun.org.
Now we bring you the New American Dream Masterpiece Classic Playhouse Theater something something. Real voices with a message you will not hear on the CBS Nightly News. Richard Dolan is among the world's most prominent UFO researchers and is considered by many to be the world's preeminent historian of the subject. The moment of disclosure is not the end of anything. It's the beginning of the real fight for truth. We saw demonstrations of a million people in Tahrir Square. Don't you think there might be a march of a million people on Area 51, Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, Los Alamos? Maybe, yeah. No, I bet you WAC and HUC security can stop a march of 100 people, but not a million. Not a million. Don't you think that just might happen? What about opening up a new truth movement? Because after UFOs, then 9/11, JFK, underground bases, you name it, chemtrails. It's all going to be on the table. By God, what an exciting, challenging mess it's going to be. So in other words, the moment of disclosure is not going to be the end of anything. It's the beginning of the real fight for truth, not the end. And now we hear the voice of Fred Hampton, member of the Black Panther Party, who was gunned down in a raid by members of Chicago Police Department on December 4, 1969. If you're asked to make a commitment at the age of 20, and you say, I don't want to make a commitment only because of the simple reason that I'm too young to die, I want to live a little bit longer. Well, what you did is you're dead already. You have to understand that people have to pay the price for peace. If you dare to struggle, you dare to win. If you dare not struggle, then God damn it, you don't deserve to win. Let me say peace to you if you're willing to fight for it. And I believe I'm going to do my job, and I believe that I was born not to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm going to die from slipping on a piece of ice. I don't believe I'm going to die because I've got a bad heart. I don't believe I'm going to die of lung cancer. I think I'm going to
be able to die doing the things I was born for, I believe I will be able to die as a revolutionary. Why don't you love the people? Why don't you struggle for the people? Why don't you die for the people?
I'd like to welcome now our second guest, Michael Rechtenwald. Michael Rechtenwald, Ph.D., is on the Faculty of Arts and Science at New York University, Global Liberal Studies. He is also the founder and chair of Citizens for Legitimate Government. Michael, are you there?
No, Mike, no, that number is not the correct number.
I see. Okay, just a minute here, please.
Nothing like a little technical difficulties. Yeah.
Chuck, can you sing or dance? Or maybe dancing wouldn't work, huh?
I don't think that.
Okay, well, all right. Well, Michael Rechtenwald is, Citizens for Legitimate Government is a very exciting website, and I've been getting emails from them for years. And I remember it was Michael Rechtenwald, and I was really looking forward to visiting with him because I've heard about him for a long time. He's always mentioned in the emails of Lori Price as the editor, and what they've been doing for years. I mean, they've just been I'm not sure of the size of the website or the impact, but you know, who knows about any of that stuff? We all just do what we can do. But I remember back when Wellstone was killed. I mean, I appreciate them because they have been they've been right on top of that stuff, and I appreciate them because they believe the things I believe. I don't know, that could be part of it, but they believe in the that the government was involved in some way in killing of Wellstone, and they've been right on with 9/11 too. I don't know. I just think that they're one of the ones that you can, you know, there's some people, you get so many emails and you, probably half of the emails you get are from me. But anyway, you get a lot of emails, and some of them are really good. And the ones from Citizen for Legitimate Government are the savers. And I kind of wanted to find out really how long they've been around, and why they began, and if they're going to keep going. And one thing that the CLG has had planned, I know, if you go on www.legitgov.org, there was a project they had planned for October, and it was the Seize DC thing, and it was, I'm not sure. I think what they ended up doing was they pushed it back to the spring, and that was the same time as the Occupy movement began. And you know, I don't know. The idea was very bold, and I really liked it. Was just stay in D.C. until things turn around to our liking, such as the military leaving Afghanistan and Iraq, and maybe they're going to do something in the spring. What we're going to have to, I want to talk to Michael about the National Defense Authorization Act, and that was, you know, that's, you know, you hear, that's a big thing, I think. You know, they're able to detain U.S. citizens without trial. Chuck, have I got that right? Is that what that's all about, have you heard anything? You read something about
it. They're able to detain you know, without habeas corpus or any of that stuff. Basically, they can detain and torture and whatever. Basically, it's it legalizes what's been going on at Gitmo and other places.
I wonder if it's aimed at the Occupy movement.
I
wonder if...
I think it's probably been in the works longer than that. But maybe the Occupy movement gave them some votes. But it didn't pass by a small amount. It passed by a lot. It's, what was it, 86-13 or something? I mean, that shows the kind of people
that we have supposedly representing us in Washington. They're not representing us. They're representing somebody else.
You know, it's be careful what you hope for. You know, I don't know who said it, but living in interesting times, we get, you know, you see those movies sometimes where the guy or girl goes back into history and gets to see what it's like, you know, perhaps, you know, being at Dealey Plaza on the day and see what it's like to be a, well, we might be able to, don't have to use the movies, we might be seeing right now what it's like to have lived in Germany when the coming of the Nazis were coming. You know, this, it happens, I'm just guessing that it happens gradually and all in
real
all
life.
I mean, it's just like it's weird because first, you know, these sort of things are past and there are people in prison and there's people getting clubbed on the head, but then again, so-called normal life goes on. People go to work, there are plays, there are ball games, there's TV shows, and all this culture still goes on, while in the background, you know, there's this rumbling and there's things are happening. And then I wonder what they did in Germany. I suppose some folks, as long as there was one more movie to see or one more play to see or one more ball game to watch, you just keep going to it. It's really spooky how we let things occur. I don't know.
I think it's human nature to let things occur because you don't want to believe that things could be as bad as they are. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, a person like me, you'd still want to do that last, complete that last to-do list. You know, it's always my stuff or your stuff that you want to get your own, advance your own agenda and your own life, and sometimes and then until you have no choice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Chuck, I think we could go to the next ad here, and we'll just we'll try and get Michael Rechtenwald back on at a later date.
I think that's a good idea, Mike. But it was fun visiting.
WorldNewsTrust.com is a new site that is trying to define the new mainstream. Their founder, Francis Goodwin, is a veteran journalist who set out on his own a few years ago and has slowly carved out a niche. What does the site do? It tells the truth and provides a place for intelligent columnists to talk about what's really happening in America. It's a good site with people who care about what's going on in America and the world. It's a great site with many loyal writers, including Ramsey Baroud, Harvey Wasserman, Mickey Z. There are too many to list them all. Some content is published on World News Trust first. Some is published elsewhere and copied to World News Trust. We also welcome back World News Trust, who continue to support our show and host our website. Visit World News Trust for a dose of news with enlightened and informed opinion. It's not like Fox or CNN or the New York Times. It's World News Trust, defining the new mainstream in online journalism. Visit them today and tell them the New American Dream Radio Show sent you. WorldNewsTrust.com.
Some people honestly believe that when the Green Bay Packers offense goes and walks 10 yards from the ball, goes into a secret circle, they're planning something. They have something to hide from the Chicago Bears. Those people are conspiracy nuts, crazed wackos who hate Green Bay. Some people think that when George Bush and Dick Cheney fought against having the 9/11 attacks investigated, then later would only meet with the investigative group together and without a transcript of that meeting being made, they had something to hide. Huh. Green Bay is a lovely city with good people and a big bay. They therefore obviously had nothing to hide.
George Bush and Dick Cheney are highly educated, prosperous leaders in America. They therefore obviously have nothing to hide. And now it's time for another segment of We Are So Not Nazis. We Are So Not Nazis is brought to you each week by the good folks at Powder Milk Wiener Schnitzel. Heavens, they're tasty, expeditious, and the final solution against hunger. We Americans are the peculiar chosen people, the Israel of our time. We bear the ark of the liberties of the world. God has predestined mankind, expects great things from our race and great things we feel in our souls. Herman Melville.
I take the Bible, and all evening long I read the simplest and greatest sermon that has ever been given to mankind, the Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are they who suffer persecution for the sake of justice, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Joseph Goebbels.
To most of its citizens, America is exceptional, and it's only natural it should take exception to certain international standards. Washington Post columnist, 2002.
We have a feeling that Germany has been transformed into a great house of God, including all classes, professions, and creeds, where the Führer is our mediator stood before the throne of the Almighty. Joseph Goebbels, in a broadcast April 19, 1936.
Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters, U.S. Army War College, 1997. Our country is a force for good without precedent. Thomas Barnett, U.S. Naval War College. The U.S. military is a force for global good that has no equal.
God gave the Savior to the German people. We have faith, deep and unshakable faith, that he, Hitler, was sent to us by God to save Germany. Hermann Göring.
The President, George W. Bush, said he didn't want other countries dictating terms or conditions for the war on terrorism. At some point, we may be the only ones left. That's okay with me. We're America. Washington Post, January 31, 2002.
Make the lie big. Make it simple. Keep saying it. And eventually they will believe it. Adolf Hitler.
Colin Powell, speaking before the Republican National Convention, August 13, 1996. The United States is a country that exists by the grace of a divine providence.
All propaganda has to be popular and has to accommodate itself to the comprehension of the least intelligent of those whom it seeks to reach, Adolf Hitler. The victor will never be asked if he told the truth, Adolf Hitler. Through clever and constant application of propaganda, people can be made to see paradise as hell, and also the other way around, to consider the most wretched sort of life as paradise, Adolf Hitler.
If we have to use force, it is because we're America. We are the indispensable nation. We stand tall. We see further into the future. Madeleine Albright, U.S. Secretary of State, 1998.
Well, it's been a long week in Mount Liberty, Nebraska, my hometown. Solomon Sendak, an unknown Mount Liberty rider, took off, was it last spring, in his green 76 Pontiac Bonneville on a tour around the country to sell his books, which he has self-published, and not even his wife or children know about the books, even though on several occasions he has told them that he has given all rights to his books and proceeds to them in his will. They just look up for a moment and grin and say, "Oh, Daddy," and go back to their phones. Solomon Sendak sent back accounts of his travels in columns he wrote for the local newspaper. He sent them by email, and they did not get printed. And then when he returned, he went to ask about that. The editor agreed to put them up now on the newspaper website in the local crime section whenever there's room.
A punch in the nose for Obama and Bush. Hello. I'm Solomon Sendak, somebody from Mount Liberty, Nebraska, who will soon be taking a country drive, a road trip, because our country seems on the verge of something bad. Really, I'm not trying to get away. Actually, my mother told me once that when they heard the War of the Worlds broadcast on the radio, they got in the car and just drove. Just to be going somewhere seemed to help because they were so scared. They thought it was the end of the world, this time the fire. Well, I suppose I'm plenty scared, but I'm trying to run towards the blaze, trying to see what I can do to put it out. I've written some books during the Bush-Obama era. I'm going on a book tour to promote my latest, The Complex Apartment. Before I leave, I'm also going to send a letter along with a tax form with a black magic marker X through it as a protest against George W. Bush and Barack Obama and about a million other things. My book, The Complex Apartment, is punch in the nose to Barack Obama, George W. Bush, and Karl Rove. Somebody needs to punch those guys in the nose. They smirk while others die. Getting away with murder. They're robbing us blind. Sending off this crossed-out tax form, taking this drive around the country in my 76 green Bonneville with a driver's side window and radio that don't work. I'll feel I'm at least doing something. Because, can we say it out loud in public? Won't people think we're crazy? Won't they roll their eyes? Won't it be easier to just talk about American Idol? The people on Fox and the announcers on the radio don't say this. They'd say it if it were true, right? Because
they, Bush and company, did 9/11 themselves. They killed Paul Wellstone. They sent the anthrax. They lied about WMD. They stole two presidential elections. They would never have told us about Abu Ghraib. They have secret torture prisons around the world that we were never meant to find out about. They spy on us, and not because of terrorism. They steal their oil. They want power. They want to be rich. They could care less about us, about the soldiers, about the freedom of the Iraqi people. They snicker about all that in the back rooms. Sure they do. And there's more. Barack Obama knows about it. Many of our news media professionals are actually professional propaganda ministers for this cabal. Who cannot wonder about Fox, Tom Brokaw, Rush Limbaugh, and Dan Rather in this regard? It sure seems that way. What's that expression about walking and sounding like a duck?
I was in second grade when our principal, Sister Ellen, walked into the room just after lunch recess and said the president had been shot. A few years later, I went to sleep wondering if Bobby would make it through the night. And of course, they killed Martin Luther King 2 months before. Well, now I'm in my 50s, and those my age would do anything to really understand what happened during those few minutes after lunch in Dealey Plaza on November 22nd, 1963. My kids will grow up wondering what really happened on September 11th, 2001. Perhaps none of us will ever know. They keep the truth locked away, marked to be opened after we're all dead. The rest they strike out with a giant black magic marker. But the Bush family is in power, as are the Obamas. American oil companies recorded record profits last year. The world turns. They want power. They want to be rich. Human traits, desires, black. The American dream. You look outside your window, you see robins and squirrels and Snickers wrappers and Labrador poop. Fair to partly cloudy. It's all a fairy tale. You're a living character inside of a children's book with dragons and monsters and evil kings and queens. How'd we come to this? We have fake history. Our junior high and high school history books should be all in italics, presented with a wink by the teacher handing out the textbooks on the first day of school. Remember the Maine, Pearl Harbor, Gulf of Tonkin, Iran-Contra, Waco, OKC, moon landings, Watergate, stolen elections. Millionaires in Washington, D.C. who spend long days agonizing over the lives, living conditions of dump truck drivers and nurses' aides. Yeah, sure they do. Even so, to talk about conspiracy in the United States, it's like being a person who spent the day upstairs alone writing poetry. Steps out of the corner and hand those poems out to passersby. You can imagine the looks he's going to get from people.
Because we accepted the Warren Commission, we got the 9/11 What Controlled Demolition Commission. And our children will get the XYZ non-investigation by rich people covering up for other rich people, leaving the poor folks to drown again. After the Supreme Court stopped the counting of votes, I sat by the upstairs window and looked out at the robins and the squirrels and the Labradors and thought, of course they killed the Kennedys. They can do whatever they want. I thought about tossing a concrete block through the military recruiters' offices over in Sioux City just to put up some kind of resistance against this. I even drove over there about an hour away to drive around the area and see how I might do it and get away. I asked others to join me. Nobody wanted to.
I drank a quart of beer out on the patio, sort of measured in both hands the weight of a concrete block against a piece of paper. I decided to keep writing. I don't know what good I can do. Maybe I'm just driving around just to be moving because I'm scared. Kurt Vonnegut once said that an anti-war novel is as likely to stop war as an anti-glacier novel is to stop glaciers. But you still gotta. You gotta walk out the back door, put yourself up against that ice, and push. Set your feet, lean, get your hands cold, push with all your might until you got no push left. There are many of us who see the murder of the Iraqi people for gold as evil, who want their children to grow up in a world not perverted by the mind of Karl Rove. Those are also human traits and desires. Well, you got something better to do? Join me. I'll be writing a column along the way.
And that's the news from Mount Liberty, where all the soldiers are thugs, all the Democrats are cowards, and all the Homeland Security COINTELPRO department store elves are about average.
And now our profiles in heart. To those who have given up or still giving their heart and soul, helping us all have a better world, our thanks for caring. And remember, Mr. Byron does not teach American history in room 203 at 10 a.m. in Sheboygan. He didn't yesterday. He won't tomorrow or never. Mr. Byron doesn't know anything about American history. He does not want to. And that's why he's been there for 33 years. If any of these names are not familiar, give them a Google search. Again, our thanks.
Steve Baggerly.
Bonnie Erfer.
Michael Wally.
Dennis Duvall.
Mark Kenny.
Susan Crane.
Stephen Kelly.
Carl W. Stewart.
Norman Edgar Lowry Jr.
Rafael Dafir. That's just about wraps up another New American Dream radio show. We'd like to thank you so much for listening to us. We hope you'll stop by again next week and weeks after. Same time, same place. Thanks to our producer, Len Osanek, who's show Black Op Radio comes on right after our show, so be sure to stay tuned for Black Op Radio. Thanks to our sponsors, WorldNewsTrust.org and WorldNewsTrust.com and SpiritualUN.org. Good night, Mike.
Good night, Chuck. Stay warm down there. And good night, Mrs. Calabash. Good night, Todd Beamer. And good night, Barbara Olson, wherever you are.
WorldNewsTrust.com is a news site that is trying to define the new mainstream. Their founder, Francis Goodwin, is a veteran journalist who set out on his own a few years ago and has slowly carved out a niche. What does the site do? It tells the truth and provides a place for intelligent columnists to talk about what's really happening in America.
It's a good site with people who care about what's going on in America and the world. It's a great site with many loyal writers, including Ramsey Baroud, Harvey Wasserman, Mickey Z. There are too many to list them all. Some content is published on World News Trust first. Some is published elsewhere and copied to World News Trust. We also welcome back World News Trust, who continue to support our show and host our website. Visit World News Trust for a dose of news with enlightened and informed opinion. It's not like Fox or CNN or the New York Times. It's World News Trust, defining the new mainstream in online journalism. Visit them today and tell them the New American Dream Radio Show sent you. WorldNewsTrust.com. What does it mean to be free? What has the war economy done to the lives of Americans? Join others for all the solutions at thespiritualun.org, because another world is possible. No human being is an enemy of another human being. War is a manufactured and artificial state. There is another way to live in this world through a new system that is uplifting to all. Let's go to a higher love. What did Jesus really teach? Did he teach onward Christian soldiers and bomb one another? No. John F. Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy, Mahatma Gandhi, Martin Luther King Jr., Abraham Lincoln, our founding fathers, and you, your neighbors, all reaching for the best part of the human spirit. TheSpiritualUN.org. Come together with us, carrying forward this nation's founders' universal ideals through the rejection of revenge, aggression, racism, war, and the debt slavery system. Real men don't kill. War and the debt slavery system is a crime against us all, against God, against all life, and is not fit for a progressive world. Join together here at thespiritualun.org, and we will build that new world for the 99% of us, without any leaders, corrupt as they are, because in the new system that is uplifting to all, they aren't necessary anymore. thespiritualun.org.